Hey, it's Megan Henderson
and Cassidy Hender,
and we are your hosts for the podcast
Milk and Honey with Your Tea.
Hello.
Hello.
Coming at you from the Dairy Queen drive-thru.
We are just living.
We really needed a milkshake.
We did. And this is the most we're getting out.
Yeah.
I had a day.
Yeah, you did have a day. You said a couple times that you're really done with this. Mm-hmm.
And it's not that I'm done with it, because I'm very scared that I don't obviously want any sickness.
Yeah.
But I'm very sick of, like, I really wanted to go to the movie theaters today.
Yeah.
And then, just so we're all aware, they shut down all the yogurt places in movie theaters.
Oh, like, shit.
In our area. Because they said that they had to throw so much yogurt that they're no longer in business.
Oh, that's sad.
It is sad. So, I thought, fuck it, I'm not going to the movies.
Oh.
Not only just COVID, but the yogurt machine's down.
Really, the yogurt was the straw that broke the camel's back.
That's why we went. We did go off them for that, no?
We did, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Today, I was cranky.
It's okay. We all have those days. I also have those days where I'm like, fuck it. Like, I also am going to join the masses and just be done with this.
Like, I would really like to go to the mall. Just to neander.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I texted you, because I said to Andrew, I said, do you want to come to the movies with Megan and I? And he's like, the movies? Like, yeah, Hocus Pocus is playing. It's like from 1990s. He's like, it won't be busy. And I was like, no, it's an old movie. And he was like, okay. And then you were like, do we think we should go?
I was like, do we trust the teenagers that work at the movie theater?
I'm glad you brought me back down, because Andrew was like, okay. Because I was cranky today, so he was kind of just trying to like smooth it over.
Oh no.
So
I'm glad you're here.
Yeah.
What kind of milkshake are you gonna get?
Vanilla.
Oh. Basic.
What are you getting?
I'm getting chocolate.
I think there might be pumpkin.
Is there a pumpkin pie?
If there's pumpkin, I'm getting pumpkin.
Oh, I heard. Well, I know that there's like a pumpkin pie blizzard that
I saw it when I was here last time, because I frequent here.
I don't like Cool Whip, and they put Cool Whip on it.
You can say no whip.
I guess I could.
I'm getting pumpkin pie if there's pumpkin pie. Still October, not yet Halloween.
Yep.
So, on my route to your house to pick you up,
yep,
I thought of what I'm doing when I get home.
What?
I'm putting out my bright pumpkins and plugging them in.
What bright pumpkins?
I have these really two big bright pumpkins, and I'm putting them in front of my house.
Like, that you plug them in and they glow?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'll send you a photo.
Okay.
Because I bought mums, like those plants, and they're dead. They're
also fully dead. Well, yeah, it's fucking freezing out. Also, though...
I thought they were slashed.
You bought chocolate bars to hand out? I thought you weren't gonna...
I'm not. So I'm just putting my two pumpkins with a bowl and saying, like, help yourself. So I'm not handing out candy, because Megan and I are putting up our Christmas trees.
Yeah, because I was gonna say, fuck you.
I thought you were gonna text me. I was gonna text you and be like, just so you know, I'm not handing these out. But we now have the Nest doorbell, so I'm gonna watch to see if anyone steals more than one chocolate bar.
And then what are you gonna do?
I'm gonna talk. Hello?
Put that other one back.
Yeah. And you're like, hello? I can see you.
Just put a thing of Lysol wipes too beside it. Just be like, wipe the chocolate bar and put it back.
Yeah. I also bought like 4 boxes of them in hopes that I get that many children.
You're gonna have chocolate bars for ages.
So my plan is, I'm taking out the ones I like and giving them like O. Henry's and Mr. Biggs, because no one likes those.
Yeah, I know you're gonna kill half the kids because they're all peanut allergies. Good job.
I didn't think of that.
Well.
Snooze, you lose. Yeah. Move on to the next
one. Trick or treat at your own risk.
Yeah. That is the slogan of this year.
October 2020.
Yeah.
Trick or treat at your own risk.
Okay.
COVID or peanut death?
Which one?
Either or, if you go trick or treating.
I have a question, and it's with all respect to Caitlin Bristow, because I really like her.
Yep.
And I really like her teeth, and I think that she's done great things. But do we think she's a good singer?
I mean, she can sing better than me.
I don't know. You were just busting out Christmas carols, and it was pretty good.
The voice of an angel. No, I think Like, she's not, like, a professional singer. Like, she kind of, she's putting out music like she is. But I don't mind her songs. And it's not, like, the worst in the world.
It's no Taylor.
No.
But, and I'm kind of pleased that she didn't, like, come out with, like, a 12-song album. Because that would have been, like, wow. I downloaded her most recent one. What's it called?
Good for somebody. Yeah.
So it was for her boyfriend. Yeah. For his birthday.
Jason.
Yeah. Megan's a big fan of Jason.
I just love them both so much.
I said the other day that I thought Jason was quite basic.
Yeah, I...
Well, not basic.
I'm angry but at I'm that pretty, statement.
I'm pretty basic, so, like, someone could say that about me. It's not a bad thing. He's just very, like, but you need that. Like, she's very outgoing, so you kind of need that.
He is beautiful. He has beautiful hair. Mm. He's so kind.
He looks like Prince Charming.
He loves dogs so much. He is a financial advisor, so obviously he's fiscally responsible. What else do we love about him? Oh, he... does a really good Hamilton impression.
Who's Hamilton? Like, the old guy from, like...
No, the... Oh. The, theater.
Yeah, that's... He's old. But, like...
Oh.
Like, you mean from, like, the 1950...
Yeah, but...
thing that we read in high school?
But... Yeah.
Oh.
And they just came out on Netflix?
Can you please tell us what the impression is?
I cannot.
What?
Go to his Instagram and look it up. He's wearing, like, a blanket... and he's just, like, is doing his little dance.
Okay, well, I'll take your word for it. Yeah. Maybe I'll send it later.
That's perfect.
I don't think that she's, like, the best singer, but I don't think she's the worst singer. But I just thought I would ask because I know you love her.
I love her so much. She could do no wrong in my eyes.
Okay.
So, if she wants to be a singer, I will fully support her.
So, know what it kind of reminded me of? So, yesterday, when I was at your house. We were watching Kim's 40th birthday kind of reel thing.
Yeah.
And how Kim was singing.
Yeah.
And how she was very cringy. It's a little bit like that to me.
What?
Where it's, like, over-edited. And, like, it's fine. I have it in a playlist. Like,
it's yeah, I was going to say, you were listening to it the other day. And you were like, did you listen to her new song? And you playing a niche?
Okay. I don't hate it. But I'm just saying that, like, stick to what you're good at.
She is doing a lot right now.
She is. And I'm ready for her to have her babies. Oh. Because she said Cassidy, that she's ready.
We literally just...
No. She said that the moment she's done Dancing with Stars, she's having a bunch of kids.
What?
Yeah. It's not... I am not putting pressure on Caitlin Bristow. She said that. She said, I'm hopping Jason when I
get off dancing. I'm hopping Jason.
Yeah.
Yeah, but... Okay. Well, she they're going to have babies before they get married?
Yeah. She's breaking the stigma.
Oh. Okay.
Thank you so much, Caitlin.
I mean, I guess there's not, like, a specific way you have to do it.
No. I do. We've talked about this a lot, but fuck. Marriage is hard.
Marriage is hard? I'm not even in a marriage.
That's so hard.
I know it's hard.
So difficult.
You know what else is hard? Dating.
Yeah. All of this is
hard. Right now, I have such confusing thoughts in my head about, like, all the dating life that I live. Because.
Tell us.
Let me tell you.
Pause. What size of lizard or thing do you want?
Medium.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's go big or go home.
Okay. And
if I shit myself, then...
Why are you going to shit yourself?
Well, sometimes dairy makes my stomach if I have a lot of one.
I didn't know that.
Like, it's not... I'm not lactose or anything, but, like, if
maybe
I have,
you're
like,
a
potent amount, then sometimes...
Just in case she shits herself, yeah. Guys. Okay, good to know. So no large. We'll stick to medium. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so. Sorry. And you guys tell me, like, what the fuck I should be thinking about.
All right.
So, one, you know, I'm talking to this one person, and it's going great. But, like, I just, like, have this weird feeling, and, like, I should just trust my gut that something's off.
Okay.
Okay, pause. We're going to order our milkshakes here.
I'm leaving it in here.
Hello, and thank you for visiting the locally owned and operated Dairy Queen. One of our features this month is a...
Hi there, what can I get for you?
Hi. Are you guys sold out of the pumpkin shake?
Yes, we don't have any pumpkin anymore.
Oh, that's sad. Can I please have a medium vanilla and a medium chocolate? The vanilla can have whip. The chocolate can no whip.
Can okay, whip. Anything else?
That's everything.
It'll be 10:05.
Thank you.
10:05 for two milkshakes.
I thought that was affordable.
How much is it at McDick's?
Like, it's like
$2.50 a milkshake.
Huh.
That's where we go when we're feeling broke. Today, we're not feeling broke.
We're feeling rich.
I got paid this week.
I didn't.
What's the week?
Oh, it's Sunday.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Feeling rich.
Feeling rich.
I'm just not gonna log in. Okay, so can you keep telling us about the sitch?
Okay, so we've been talking for a bit. We've hung out a few times, but I just feel like something is, like, off.
I'm telling you what these women who are listening to this are saying.
What?
They're saying, trust your gut, Megan!
Well, I know, but then sometimes, like, I'm like, I don't know, I feel like my gut just lies to me, like, 24/7.
Has it lied to you before?
Uh-huh. Hold on.
Debit, please.
Another pause Debit. Moment for this Dairy Queen break.
Everyone
go check out at Alberta Homeward Hound Instagram. It is a dog rescue that I volunteer for. And
yes, everyone says trust your gut, but I feel like my gut just lies to me 24/7 because...
Okay.
The last person that I hung out with, I was so gung-ho about and excited and, like, felt like it was gonna maybe go in the right direction. Like, we rekindled after, like, how many years? And then all of a sudden, like, literally while I was fucking at work, too.
on my lunch while break. While I was fucking.
No!
Okay.
While we were... I was at work.
Okay.
I just get, like, a text message being like, I know this is so the blue, but...
Can we preface it with, first, I was texting you with saying, I have a great feeling of this.
I know.
1.5 minutes later...
So maybe your gut also lies.
Yeah. So... He was like, I just don't think I can give you what you want, blah, blah, blah. Literally after, like, weeks of hanging out, like, multiple times a week. So, like, it all was, and, like, you can also back me up on this. Like, mm-hmm. things were said that, like, obviously, if you were into someone, like, you would say this shit. Like, it's not like if you're feeling uneasy, you probably, or maybe, I don't know, maybe he's just, like, a really good actor. And
it was just, I personally think... Now the info that we know is that he was playing the field.
Mm.
And I feel like perhaps maybe you're a little jaded, which so you should be because he's a douche.
Yeah.
But I think that, do you think, no, correct me if I'm wrong. Do you think you're bringing that little bit of jaded baggage into your new ships? I'm not going to call them relationships. I'm going to call them ships because they could sail or they can turn into a relationship.
It might be, yeah. Well, no, I probably am. But it's because, with good reason, because I've been burned so many fucking times. And so now I'm just like, I don't know, I just like, I'm at the point where I expect the worst out of people right away. And like, I get like taking things slow and like all this stuff, and that's great. But like, I don't know, this person, it just like, it seems like I'm always the one putting in the effort. And like, the conversation's really good and they do talk to me like a ton and all this stuff, but something just seems
maybe you should different. like so today did you text first?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, maybe you shouldn't do that. Maybe you should like tomorrow, like don't be texting first. If he wants to talk to you, he'll talk to you. He'll text you.
Yeah.
You're a great catch. So he should want to text you in the morning and want to say good morning. Like it shouldn't be like struggling to get him to text.
Well, the texting is not the struggle. It's the actually hanging out part. Like, it seems like... And I'm totally for, and I love when people that, like, my friends especially are, like, not all about their significant others. Like, they... You know, there's, like, those people that, like, will always put their significant other before, like, hanging out with their friends. Or if they have friends with their... Or plans with their friends. But then their, like, boyfriend or girlfriend asks them to do something. Then they just, like, ditch right away.
I think that should be everyone's goal.
Yeah.
To not be like that.
Mm-hmm. And, like, I get that. But also, it's, like, right now it feels like he's, like, making every other plan first before he sees me.
You gotta give him a chance. And we did discuss that you don't owe him shit and he doesn't owe you shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard because when I'm, say I'm telling Andrew, I was telling Andrew kind of about him today. And I, it's like, Megan's dating, because you're not really dating. It's nothing, like, official.
Well, and also, this is the difference between, like, I say that, like, we're dating, but, like,
it literally, I'm taking it very literal. Like, we're,
yeah,
we're going on dates. Like, we're dating. If I'm like, I'm not saying like we're in a relationship or we're exclusive, then that to me means that we've had the conversation that we're only seeing each other and that we're like in a relationship type thing. Yeah. So we're just dating right now, which I think is more casual. Though.
So does that mean that like you can still be on Tinder and like he's still on Tinder and like, interesting.
And talking to other people and stuff. Like, I'm not exclusive with anyone. Which, in the guy before this last guy's defense as well, the douchebag, we didn't have the exclusive talk ever either.
But it was way more serious.
But it seemed a lot more serious. Yeah, or at least more than just like a text message at lunch.
Yeah.
See you later.
I do have high hopes for the person you're talking with because I feel like him and I would get along well. And he seems quite respectful, which is nice.
He is very respectful.
I think we have to give the benefit of the doubt because the world is hard right now.
Yeah.
And you have came out of some shitty situations recently. So you are going in with your guard up. And you are thinking the worst before thinking the best, which I think you should like prepare yourself for the worst, but hope for the best.
Yeah.
Where I don't know if you're hoping for the best, like you're just preparing. And there's no hope there.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta do both. If you're gonna prepare for the worst, you gotta have that hope for the best at some point. I don't know. This is my other question. So this kind of goes in seamlessly. Are you a person who thinks that your signs matter? Like, your zodiac signs?
You know what? I haven't been in the past. But recently, I have really gone into it because...
Oh my god, I'm so surprised I asked you this question and you're very into it.
Because of Graham. And he also was one of those people that was like, I am not into the things. And then literally, like, a week later, he's like, so I asked my mom what time I was born and I looked it up and this is, like, what it means.
Oh my god.
Excuse me.
See, like, I'm not into it at all, and I don't believe in, like, oh, this person can't be with this person because their signs don't go together, or, like, so I'm a Cancer, and every time I see things about Cancers, I feel like I can't relate. So when you see things about your...
I feel like I can relate.
Really?
I also don't believe that, like, certain signs can't be together, but it's funny, like, I've sat down with, like, someone that I'm going on dates with before, and like we went through like our signs and stuff, and it's actually just like funny, like even if they're it's like not relatable at all, like it's like you learn a lot about the person and they like justify why they're not like that way or why they are that way, and you like really get to know a lot about a person.
I did it with Andrew once, like we did our signs and our colors or something. And we clashed fully, and it devastated me. I'm like, never doing this again.
But don't you guys clash?
No, meaning, like, you're not supposed to be together with that person.
Oh.
And I'm like, that's nice.
What?
I said, thanks for that. That's what I was thinking.
It devastated me. Well.
Well, I just, like, kind of dwelled until now, and that was probably, like, 6 years ago.
Well, what is Andrew?
No.
I want to look it up now.
No, but I don't know. He's...
What?
No, I don't know. I told him this the other day. I said, do you know other people's signs? No, you just focus on your own self. I only know my own sign.
If I care about someone, I'll know their sign.
You didn't know my sign.
You're a Cancer.
I just said that.
I knew
you
it.
You didn't know it before.
I knew it.
No, you didn't. I don't know what his sign is. His birthday is February 15th. I told him this the other day. I said, don't expect me to know your sign and all this shit because I focus on myself. Okay? What, Aquarius.
He's an Aquarius.
Aquarius? I thought it was Aquarius.
It just sounds like aquarium when you say it like that.
Oh. Aquarius? Aquarium. Okay.
All right.
Tell me what yours says about you.
My Sagittarius. This isn't a whole episode.
No. Just tell me when you type that in, it's top things. And then tell me what mine is. And I'll tell you if yours relates to you. And you tell me if mine relates to me.
All right. Fine. Mm-hmm. Sagittarius traits are optimistic.
We just said that you're not hopeful.
Okay. These aren't the ones that I've looked at before. Hold on.
Hold on. The phone.
Five fundamental Sagittarius traits you need to know. Okay, I feel like I need to know this one.
Okay. Is there bullet points?
One, I'm independent.
Accurate.
Yeah.
You just skipped over one.
Well, what?
Wow. Oh, well, no. That's, yeah. Sorry. Apologies.
Two, emotional intelligence.
Mm.
I'm emotional yet intelligent.
You
I think
are
so.
Very emotional.
Yep.
I don't know about your intelligence.
Three,
but I don't
compassionate.
Work with you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes overly.
Four, honesty. I'm honest.
Don't know. If you've lied to me, I don't know.
Five, curious. I am very nosy.
Yeah. What do you say sometimes? You ask questions, you're like, just be nosy.
I'm very honest with how I just want.
Do you think all of those are accurate?
Yes, I okay. would say they're all very accurate.
Okay. Now.
Okay. Cancer traits.
Okay.
We have to go to the same website, though.
Okay. You should have just stayed on that website, but holy moly.
A lot of people want ice cream tonight.
Yeah, we were just saying that if people had, like, the scooped ice cream, like, what is that called?
Mm-hmm.
Scooped ice cream, that they should have a drive-through, and then we would much prefer to support scooped bubblegum ice cream.
Okay, your strengths are you're tenacious.
Don't know what that means.
Great question.
Look her up.
Okay. All right, you're highly imaginative. Do you think you're imaginative?
No.
What?
No. You think I'm imaginative?
I think you can. Me? Yeah. You're loyal. Yes, you are. You're emotional.
Secretly.
Mm-hmm. You're sympathetic.
Mm-hmm.
And persuasive.
Ooh. I could be persuasive. I'm a salesperson.
Mm-hmm.
What does tenacious mean?
Okay, let's look that up.
I feel like I know kind of what it kind of means, but I just don't want to, like, guesstimate.
And then people be like, what?
No, yeah. You don't know what tenacious means. So, if you guys are in the same boat as us, we're going to tell you what tenacious
what
means.
What does tenacious... It means tending to keep a firm hold of something, clinging or adhering closely.
Oh. Needy.
Kinda.
So, tenacious is a great word of saying you're needy. I am quite needy.
What does it mean to be a tenacious person? Tenacious is mostly a positive term. If someone calls you tenacious, you're probably the kind of person who never gives up and never stops trying. Oh, that's true.
That's cute.
Yeah.
You
know,
I'll take it.
Stuck in my head. It's that TikTok song. It's like, fuck being good.
I'm a bad bitch.
Yeah. That's what I just saw.
Okay, cool. I'll take it.
Interesting.
Oh, speaking of that, we're all about something hot topics because that's all that's keeping us alive right now. Cardi B and her
Offset.
Isn't she in that? Like, I'm a bad bitch. That's Cardi B, no?
Is it?
I think so.
I just know that one clip from TikTok.
I'm pretty sure.
So I don't know what the song is.
Okay, so her and him are back together.
Are they, though?
Okay, I have a question.
Yes.
Would you get back together with someone if they cheated on you?
I have a question also.
Okay.
Would I get back to someone? No, I don't think... Well, I'd like to think I wouldn't. I never know until I'm in the situation.
I know. Let's hope. I'm going to knock on something.
Yeah. Then you'll never have to find out.
Exactly.
Mine's a little less serious. Did you see Cardi B's nudes that she posted?
I didn't. I missed them.
Can I tell you
what I do have in
I
my phone?
I saw them
though?
Literally... Two seconds after she posted
pull
them,
up?
I accidentally
pull
like,
them up.
No,
see.
They were on her story.
No, I know, but pull them up on Google. You should be able to look up Cardi B nudes.
I don't feel like I need to revisit it.
I do. Can I tell you a secret?
What?
So, years ago, not years ago, last year.
Years ago.
Back in the day, Jillian Harris posted a story and her nips were out. Do you remember this?
Oh, that's the one I saw.
Oh my god, her nipples are so huge.
Yes.
Oh my god. Why did she post that?
I don't know.
What is with her lips?
I don't know. She literally looks dead.
She looks high. Shit.
Yeah.
Those are the biggest nipples I've ever seen in my entire life.
I don't know.
You guys, look her up.
Or maybe don't.
Okay, speaking of nipples.
Yeah.
Okay, So Jillian Harris was on her Insta stories like last year.
Yeah.
And she bent over and her nipples were out. Like, that's, do you remember this?
No.
And I remember I screenshotted it. And I
oh my God!
It, and then now it's still in my phone. I should just send it to her to get her attention.
Oh my God. Now that I have your attention, can you please give me your address so I can send you a package
so
from...
So Beauty can send you a package. Because she won't answer my email. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I was scrolling to my 2018 photos that are on my phone and I saw that and I was like, oh my God. But I didn't delete it. Just have it in my back pocket.
Oh, no.
Just in case she's like, does anyone have that photo? And I'll be like, yeah, I do.
Oh, no. Well, okay, so, yeah. I accidentally saw these nudes after Cardi B posted them literally 2 seconds after
because
I
pressed, I'm laughing like, I just because happened. Those nipples are huge.
Yes.
And like, or maybe it's like, the angle.
Well, I don't know. But then people were like, she purposely posted them. I'm like, well, yeah, she fucking purposely posted them. She's, like, staring right at the camera. Like, what do you mean? She...
No, but she looks like, high and drunk.
Yeah, she does.
So perhaps it wasn't on purpose, Megan. Perhaps it was like she was sending it to...
To Offset?
Yeah, and then she accidentally sent it to... So did she delete them right away?
Mm.
Was there more than one?
I don't know, because I don't know. I just saw that one, and then I, like, clicked out. I was like, what the fuck?
I'm really waiting to see Desi's baby's name.
Mm-hmm.
What did I say? It was... It's. Oh, I think it's something, like, unique, like Xavier.
I...
What do you guess? Not. Wow. You want it to be Jake?
I want it to be like, watch it be just like Jack.
It's not going to be.
How do you know?
Because her name's Desi.
Steven Jr.
Sven. I was telling Megan yesterday that I have a Disney Plus account and it's up for renewal, which is like super annoying because it's kind of expensive.
Yeah.
And on my account, there is
you just dive a little bit.
Yeah, there's a random Steve.
Oh yeah,
Stem.
She just lets someone like hack my account and just leaves them there.
Yeah, someone hacked my Disney Plus, and it's in Spanish, and his name is Stem, and it's just on there.
I asked my mom. I was like, "Mom, is this one of your boyfriend's kids?" I'm like, "Who the fuck is Stem?"
Did she say? She was like, "I don't know who that is." And Cindy and I were like, "Yeah, you do. It's someone's kid that, like, got the login, guaranteed." But then it was in Spanish. I'm like, eh.
No, it's someone that hacked it, like, a million miles away.
Well,
how are people smart enough to do that, though? I wouldn't even know where to begin if I wanted to hack someone's.
I have been watching Grey's. We're very aware of this.
I know.
I'm on season 14. Apologies, I dropped you guys. I'm on season 14, and they're in the episode of them, the... hospital getting hacked. And you know what I thought?
What?
Because Avery was like, "I'll give 20 mil. Do you think money gets rid of all your problems? He still seems to have quite a few problems.
I mean, it could get rid of a lot of my problems. Mm. Yeah.
Me too.
Now we just silence. We start thinking of all of our problems that could help.
Yeah. Andrew texted me the other day and he said, "We've had a shitty past couple weeks. Maybe you should buy a lottery ticket. There has to be something good for us." And I was like, I don't know.
Not the worst idea.
I used to buy them all the time. And then I never, ever win anything. And I think $7, I could have bought coffee. So I choose coffee over lottery tickets now.
Oh my God. Yeah, except for, what's the most recent thing that you want to purchase?
What? Do you know?
Yeah. What did you just told me.
What?
Last night.
What?
For your house.
Oh, I want to purchase LED lights for my house, that like the ones that go everywhere. So like on the peak and everything. And someone said it's $2,500 to $4,000 to put lights on my house.
Yeah.
Andrew said no.
He said, yeah, I knew he would in the end.
He said he wants a skidoo instead. I know, boring.
Didn't he get the last thing though?
Yeah, but he makes more money than me.
He got a trailer though.
Yeah, I did tell him that today.
You say, now it's my turn to guess something.
Splurge. Oh, yeah.
You just got yours, now it's my turn.
I should tell him.
Some might say that a new dog was your turn. It's not.
It's not.
It's both of yours.
That was a family occurrence.
Yeah, and Rex likes Andrew Warren.
Yeah, Rex is, like, not my dog. He hates me.
So, he doesn't hate you. It's not an easy time. It's not easy. This is what it'd be like if I adopted a child.
Where, what do you mean?
Where it would take a year for it to adjust.
Okay, these are things with souls that have been traumatized. So, yes, it might take a while.
I'm okay. I'm okay with the fact if he never likes me.
Okay.
By the way, if you're new here, I rescued a dog.
From Alberta Homeward Hound.
Alberta Homeward Hound. And he was in a really shitty situation and very malnourished and very scared. And it's been, what, probably like 4 or 5 months now? Mm-hmm. And he's still very, very scared.
Super timid, yeah.
But he's very happy, but he's very scared. So it's a long process and it's not for the faint of heart.
Okay, you know what I learned the other day that I didn't realize?
Tell us.
Was that Maddie was one of the, like, she was the only dog that wasn't in that fenced area. Like, they just let her roam around.
You have to tell us who Maddie is.
Oh, Maddie's the one that I, from the same group of, like, the,
what was there, eight? Seven there or
seven.
Seven dogs that were kept in this, like, fence around a mobile home.
Yeah. It was just, like, a concrete full of, like, their own shit and stuff. And they just lived there their whole lives.
Yeah.
And it's, like, an unfortunate situation was, like, the owner passed away. Because he was doing some not so great things.
Let's just say, like, self-inflicted.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure these dogs were just kept on the property to, like, scare people off, pretty uh-huh. much.
Because they were all kind of, like, rotty-looking mixes. Like, yeah. scarier
yeah.
looking dogs.
So, Cassidy took Rex.
Yeah.
And he never left.
Nope.
I fostered, I named her Maddie. And
I started as a foster.
Yes, you did.
Didn't you work sure out so did. Well.
Yeah, but you were like a foster to adopt because you knew going in, like taking him, you're like, well, if he comes into my house, like he's not leaving.
So. I can't do it. No.
Yeah. Okay. So I had Maddie and I just learned the other day because Maddie was, she's scared. She was very, very timid as well. Like you can tell she'd been kicked too. Like when I got her, she had wounds and like all this stuff. But she just like wanted love so badly and like was definitely more receptive to humans than Rex was and like a lot of the rest of them. But I learned that she, so all these dogs were pretty much kept like in this fenced cement pad or whatever, and she was actually like let out and she was just like roamed around the house.
How did
and
you on know the property. That?
One of the board members told me.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why she was less malnourished and more like equipped yeah. to humans. fun fact. So Megan does a lot of work for Alberta Homeward Hound.
Yes.
And that's where Rex is from. And I try to help where I can. But fun fact is that Rex, like, cause he lived in cement for so long.
Yeah.
Like is mostly comfortable on cement.
Yeah.
Which is very hard. And I think he, like, my vision, so this guy wasn't the greatest guy. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we can envision what he was doing.
Yeah.
Is that maybe he had, like, women coming over or something, and they weren't nice to the dogs, because I think it has something to do with women, because Rex loves men, or his master was a man, I don't know.
Oh.
It makes me think, and I'm really trying, and maybe I am imaginative, like my cancer sign says.
Yeah, like your star sign.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of so many ways that I could help a bunch of dogs, because I feel like, number one, I'm not doing enough. Number two, it's just devastating.
Yeah, it's sad. It's hard when you hear, like, stories like this, definitely. But then there's also just, like, the happy endings that make it so worth it. And plus, I like dogs way better than, like, humans, so.
They're gonna say you like dogs better than cats.
Oh, that too, though. I mean, I like all animals, but dogs are the best.
Oh my god, cats are so easy. Dogs are so needy.
Yeah, and that's what I like about them.
Okay, apologies. Okay.
I like the neediest. Anyways, on that happy note.
Yeah. Adopt, don't shop. Because it can change a dog's life, and every single day that I let Rex outside, I think of what he did for years and years and years outside in the winter and how freaking cold it is, and it's only October. So
I know.
Definitely thankful that we found all of those because they are living their best lives.
Yeah, and if you guys want the website to look and see what dogs are up for adoption, let us know, and we will
happily send it to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
There's four, and they're all adorable.
Yeah. Well, technically five, because there's one bonded pair.
But yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They're so cute. Also, so we were watching Kim Kardashian's 40th birthday party episode last night.
Yeah.
And then you watched the thing on Netflix, and it's rated number one in Canada.
It's so good.
Okay, so what is it?
Like the David Letterman?
Yeah.
So he just like sits down with like a ton of like his most influential people that he has known.
Are they new episodes for Netflix?
Yep. Yeah. So okay. He just did one with Kim Kardashian, and like he talked to her about how he's like, it's so funny, like how people said that you're famous because, you were just like, they're like, you're famous because you're famous or whatever, like something like, I don't know that. And he's like, but like, I feel like everyone's laughing now because you have literally been on TV and made so much money, and like people have to like you for you to be on air this long. Otherwise you wouldn't have survived. So he like kind of went over that, and then they really got into her robbery again. And she was pretty composed at the beginning. And, like, robbery is, like, a light way to put it. Like, she was held at gunpoint. Mm-hmm. So, like, she was pretty composed at the beginning. But, like, you just see how... And, obviously, anyone, I feel like, would be. Like, she breaks down again about it. Like, she...
I heard that she said that she thought Courtney was going to find her dead.
Yeah. She said that was, like, the only thought that ran through her mind as soon as they put the gun to her head was she was, like, I pray to God Courtney has, like, a normal life after she comes home and finds me shot in the head on her bed or whatever, and she has to like deal with my body and like all this stuff. And yeah,
that's wild.
Yeah, we were saying last night, and I don't know, I'm very very sad that they're quitting their show.
I know, me too.
Like, selfishly, like I could imagine that they're kind of like, hey, what else do I talk about, and like stop following me around. Like, they're millionaires, they're probably billionaires,
tired.
They're,
yeah,
they don't need no more money
intrusion.
Yeah, so they're like, what's the point? But I was saying to Megan that it will be very hard for people to, like, keep up with them. No pun intended. But, like, keep up with what they're doing. And
I'm going to be sad.
Yeah, because it's so, like, you feel like you have an insight into their life when you watch their show.
Well, and they do actually, like, tell you everything. Like, even when, like, Lamar had his, like, overdose or whatever, and Chloe, like, they were divorced and she was still going to the hospital.
And the Jordan drama.
And, like, all that. Like,
yeah.
You get to know it from their point of view, which is, like, I think it's good when you hear, like, the tabloids and stuff, and how they, like, twist everything, and then you actually hear that their point of view, and it's nothing like the tabloids twist it to be, so.
I'm a huge fan. I'm very sad. If you aren't aware, Joe Rogan is, like, I think he is the number one podcast on podcasts. Like, on Apple Podcasts, and I'm obsessed with his voice. Like, he is an incredible podcaster, and he has been wanting to get Kanye on there for, like, years.
Yeah.
So, apparently, he was on there yesterday, and you should listen, because I listened to a little bit of it, and it is wild. One thing that I realized is I didn't actually know that Kanye ran for president. I thought it was kind of, like, a joke, and apparently, it's legit.
Yeah.
So, I saw Jennifer Aniston posted a thing of her going to vote, and then in the bottom of, like, her caption, it basically said that, like, if you're voting for Kanye, like, unfollow me, because you're not relevant.
Really? Oh, yeah. God.
It's worth reading, for sure, but interesting. I'm very excited to listen to the full episode, because I love it.
Is Joe Rogan the one that voices Pumbaa in the new Disney?
You know, I'm unaware of that. He voices UFC, and he
maybe not then. Maybe I'm thinking of someone
you
else.
You should just Google Rogan's voice. It's very distinct.
Who am I thinking of though? I wanna.
I hope not The Rock.
Live action voice. No, it's Seth Rogen. That's who I'm thinking.
Oh my god. Hey, look up Joe Rogan.
Oh my gosh. Yep.
Joe Rogan is quite short, in my personal opinion. But he talks to some incredible people on his podcast.
Oh.
Yeah. Megan, he probably paid to have his ab show up first.
Yeah, he's, do you like bald guys? Like, are you attracted to bald guys?
Yeah, I would do that. I don't know. I'm not okay with, like, bald hole in the head. Shave your whole head or have hair. Like, don't just
keep
the bald hole.
Who does that?
Oh, so many people. No.
Yeah.
Andrew luckily has a full head of hair, and I don't think that's going anywhere, but that guy's hot. Joe Rogan's hot, and he's bald.
Not my cup of tea.
Rock, The Rock, Dwayne, The Rock, Johnson. He is hot as hell.
Are you okay?
Stuttering, you guys. That's how much I love him. Maybe the guys I like are bald.
Yeah.
Iced tea.
Okay, so you are attracted to bald guys. I'm not. I mean, nothing, no shame in no bald guys, but like, just not my.
What if they have a hairy chest or a hairy back?
Takes a sip of her milk.
Give me the tea.
Like, not like crazy, but like, I can handle like hair. Like,
can I tell you a story? It's really funny. Okay, so I used to date a guy and he had a hairy back and he used to make me wax it.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's disgusting.
I've had people ask if I can wax their back too.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, like, oh my God, vomit.
Was it gross?
I had to nair it. So like, yeah, it was disgusting.
Well, then you'd have to smell that. That's gross.
Yeah.
I don't think, like, waxing would be easier because you just, like, wax it off or whatever.
But it's just the clumps of hair that's disgusting.
I don't think it would make me, like, I don't find it that gross.
Oh, like, get it lasered. Yeah.
Oh, man. Ew.
It was really gross.
It's just hair.
I'm okay with chest hair. But, like, back hair? It was, like, all up in his collar and, like, all
over. Okay, well, there's a difference between being, like,
Corolla.
Yeah. And, like, not handling that. But, like, having, like, chest hair and stuff, like, I think that's manly. I find it attractive.
Yeah, chest hair's okay.
I don't know. Hairy men are interesting. I don't like when they shave it. And then you, like, feel, like, the stubble or whatever on their chest.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh.
And their back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you either gotta wax it and, like, commit or leave it.
Or laser it. Like, waxing seems like a lot of commitment. Oh, I just feel, and this is, I feel like this is present in every relationship, is that women have to do so many more steps.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew said something to me the other day of making sure that I shave my legs every day. I said, pardon me?
Excuse me?
I said, feel my legs right now. And he felt them. He said, yeah, those need to be shaved. I'm like, that was this morning. Like, dude, that was this morning.
Oh my gosh. You should say, it's coming up to winter. It's gonna get cold.
I'm gonna have to keep this hair around.
Yeah. Oh. It's going nowhere.
Yeah. That was rude.
Yeah, that would be rude.
That is very high expectations. But then think of that. If you have someone with a hairy back and you were like, you need to shave that. And then you can't.
I'm not fucking with that. So you won't fuck with a bald head and I won't fuck with someone with a hairy back.
Been there, done that, ain't going back.
Okay.
Oh, you guys, there's a person.
I'm scared right now.
Cassidy.
Yeah, I'm so confused why they backed up, stared at us, and then kept driving.
Well,
because I've seen way too many TikTok videos of, like, people getting followed by cars.
I know.
And there's one that I watched the other day, and it was, like, these girls were getting followed by a car.
And the cops pulled them over.
They're trying to pull them over, but they didn't stop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would have, like, literally lost my shit.
I just know that one day a crime will happen, and I will be involved.
To you?
Yeah. I know. I can tell the future. I'm like, that's a raven.
All right. It must be the cancer in you. You're imaginative, that's for sure.
Who was your favorite, like, show? Like, mine was That's a Raven.
Disney show?
Yeah. But, like,
hard to tell. I think my favorite was probably, like, Lizzie McGuire.
Oh, yeah, Lizzie.
Yeah.
So did you hear that Zoe 101's coming back?
Yes, because I follow Erin, who is Quinn, on Zoe 101 because she dates Cassie's old friend. And she, fun fact, she came to my house for a Christmas party once, remember?
Pardon?
Yeah.
Someone who was on Lizzie McGuire came to your house?
Zoe 101.
Oh. What?
Yeah. Quinn.
I don't know who that is.
Like the scientist girl, the nerd. She came to your house?
Yes.
You're famous.
I think Let's so. See her. I think what? So. Yes.
Was I not friends with you then? Is this when you were mean?
This was a very long... Well, no, it wasn't a very, very long time ago.
Megan.
Also, I was never mean. I Get know. Out of here.
I know. I take it back. Okay, I'm shook.
Erin Saunders. Do you recognize her?
She came to your house?
Yeah, she's dating, Here, I'll show you who she's dating.
Wow. Who is that? Do I know him?
Yes, you do. He used to be friends with Cassie.
Oh, he's the DJ?
Yep. Went to LA to get famous, but yeah. Then now he's dating Erin Saunders, so it kind of worked.
Okay, go all the way to the top.
What?
She came to your house?
Yeah, because Cassie has her, like, annual Christmas parties, and he used to come all the time, and he, like, brought her one year. I remember she was so pissed at us because we were playing, like, charades, and she's, like, actually an actor, and we were just, like, not taking it seriously. We were super drunk. She was just so annoyed.
I am shook right now. You've never told me this once in my life.
What?
Is this a Zoey 101 thing?
Yeah.
Oh,
her
my
and Jamie
God.
Lynn did like a live the other day.
Wow. Yeah. What did she used to look like in Zoey 101?
Hold on. I think she has like a real.
Do you guys, do you know who this is?
I know you see me standing here. Yeah, just like that.
Oh my gosh. I am so shocked.
Good Lord.
I feel like posting. That's not working.
No, it's really not.
Oh, guys. I'm very shocked here. Okay. I don't remember her.
Yes, you do. Oh my God, hold on. Let me actually Google it. Like, she doesn't have any.
Zoey 101 was really good. Remember those flip phones that everyone wanted?
Yeah, or those scooters. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What were they called? The Jet X?
Yeah. You have a great memory. That's her?
Yeah.
She was horrible looking in that show.
She was a nerd.
Yeah, I know, but comparison to Zoey, they made her look way worse.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Is this on Disney Plus? Zoey 101?
No. Because it was Nickelodeon. It wasn't Disney.
Oh. So is anyways. Lizzie?
Yeah. Lizzie's on Disney
Plus. Oh my gosh.
Yep. So now, there you go. I'm pretty much famous, right?
If you made it this far.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for listening. You know Megan's famous.
Yep.
And she had a famous person in her house. Yeah. One step closer.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway.
She's creepy.
Don't know how to end this now because I'm in a full-on creep. So.
Full-on creep. She's all the way down to the bottom. Don't like any of those photos.
Oh, hell. Okay.
Thanks for joining us.
Have a great week, guys.
We will see you. You'll next hear week. From us.
Yeah.
Next Sunday.
Okay, bye.
Hey guys, if you liked our podcast, please like it and share on social media with your friends at Milk and Honey with Your Tea podcast. That's our Instagram handle. And definitely let us know what you think. And if you have any ideas for topics in the future, we also want to hear from you. Thanks so much.